I said a podcast.
That song stuck in my head today. I wish it wasn't.
Why does every intro start with us getting sued? It's like,
I don't know.
ESPN, Miss May I, and now whoever.
George Michael and Wham.
Wham?
Wham. Huh. That's spelled Wham.
Wham. Cool whip?
Cool whip. Cool whip.
So, what did we talk
red
about?
Red leather, yellow leather.
That too.
What did we talk about? Episode 6.
Episode 6.
We talked about video games.
Yeah.
We talked about illiterate people on Facebook.
Yeah.
Which is almost everybody. We talked about
Candyland.
Candyland, yeah.
It's a joke, spoilers.
We talked about books.
Yeah.
We talked about your Beauty and the Beast fantasy, which we're just gonna leave it at that. How to solve a Rubik's Cube. We talked about things I like to do while drinking.
Like drink some more.
Yeah. Prepare to continue drinking is what I like to do while drinking. We got to Arizona Friday night at about 8 o'clock, and I was drunk until about noon Sunday.
Awesome.
And it's never stopped. We went to that end game bar again, the video game bar.
Yeah.
Played some Mortal Kombat on Sega.
That's freaking awesome.
Played a little GameCube.
Sega.
Tried to play Dreamcast. It didn't work. That's why the franchise probably failed.
Yeah. Maybe.
I was going to ask him if they had Sega CD.
I think the only good game they ever had on Dreamcast was Soul Calibur.
I remember a game where you were like a weird little jester dude that could fly around. It was like the premier game for that.
I have no idea.
Oh, man. I want to let me find it real quick while we're doing this intro. Just drag it on another 20 minutes.
Right. It's like Dreamcast Jester Flies. That's not how you spell flies, but Google will figure it out.
Come on, Google.
Nights into Dreams?
Maybe.
Wait, what about Dreamcast Idaho Fly Fishing?
That probably what it was. This is a KISS video game.
Yeah, I think that's what this is.
It's Nights into Dreams.
Nights into, yeah.
Is it NIGHT?
Yeah.
Or KN?
No, right. The doll.
Yeah, I think that is it.
Yeah. Oh, that's the second Saturn. It might have been on Dreamcast too.
I feel like it was. You remember Spyro?
I do.
Yeah. It's funny. Good times. Yeah, we talk about some good stuff as usual. No guests this time.
Yeah, no guests.
No guests, but we don't need them.
I wouldn't go that far.
We do. We definitely do.
our highest rating episode, Arnold was guest star. So
Steven hasn't even beat Arnold.
No.
Oh man.
No.
Very cool. Well, enjoy and. Don't sue us. No, it's not.
Of course. As soon as I... Yes.
No, it won't stop.
It's definitely how we should start every episode. I can get my little dancing Groot over here, which right. I guess wouldn't really make sense because you can't see it dance. So, never mind on that idea.
The visual prop.
Just imagine, if you will, Dancing Groot. All right. So, what's going on, man?
Not much.
How's your week?
I think it was okay. Went to Arizona.
Why?
Birthday parties.
Oh. Gross.
we celebrated two people's 90th birthday.
Holy Jesus.
Right?
That's like two decades.
Some shit.
And then some.
It's a dime short of a century.
I want my dime back.
It was fun, though. The drive sucked. On the way there, it rained. Oh, it was fucking nuts.
Yeah, it does that sometimes.
It was bad, too. Like, there was parts where we were going like 40 miles an hour and couldn't see 5 feet in front of us. Almost had to pull over.
But you didn't, of course.
No, progress. Got to keep moving forward.
I can't turn around. Do you do that? If you, like, miss a turn, you just keep going.
I just go to the next exit and get off there or, you know, take the next light and just find my way rather than, like, flip a bitch and backtrack.
Yeah.
I just try to keep moving forward because I can't stand the people that, like, cut across four lanes because that's their exit. That's their favorite way to go.
Obviously, because they weren't paying attention.
Yeah, sometimes it's like that's the only way. So I get it. You know what I mean? Especially like downtown San Diego with its fucking one-way streets and shit.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I'll take the next exit or something. Go down a street.
Go downtown.
Yeah, or push her in the bush. I haven't decided on that yet.
Those are your two choices.
10 years later, still haven't fucking decided.
So one of my friends messaged me. He's like, man, I've been through two of your episodes and I still don't know how to solve a Rubik's Cube. So you know what I told him?
Turn the middle side topwise.
Turn the middle side topwise.
That's the challenge of this. Try to solve a Rubik's Cube in the time that it takes us to do this podcast.
Yeah, maybe we should be doing that. It'd be super entertaining. Just your little clicks.
Right. I used to know how. I don't remember now, but when I was doing that telecommunication stuff on Navy ships, I could solve a Rubik's Cube.
Well, it's three combinations, as I recall, because I remember looking it up before. I don't remember what it is now, of course, but it's like three main combinations, or maybe it's four, but you just do them until they go to the right spot.
Yep.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. So after learning that, seeing Will Smith do it in that one movie is not so impressive. Which, by the way, how is that an interview?
Like, I don't know.
I can solve a Rubik's Cube. You're hired.
Hey.
What other qualifications sales do you have?
Yeah, do you have any sales experience? No, look at this.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Which sort of makes me want to do it, but not really.
Gotta at least try.
Yeah. Just once, I want to totally blow an interview, like in Step Brothers.
You put your hand down. We're actually going to interview as a team.
Man, that'd be awesome.
It would. It'd be awesome to find a job to even just try it at.
Right? There's got to be some new age electronic companies that would be totally down with team applications.
I know, right? Like, especially people who appreciated Step Brothers.
Right? So basically no one that's in the hiring effort.
We just got to wait a couple years.
Yeah.
Let the old guard die off.
That Will Ferrell is outrageous.
All right, you're not the one. Let me know when your son takes your job.
Approximately how many years do I have to wait for you to retire?
Right. How old are you? Because I'm waiting for you to die.
Awesome.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, man.
Dude, I just realized... Well, I drink anytime I'm on vacation, nonstop. But
of course,
I'm realizing lately my obsession with any meal that drinking profusely is considered okay and acceptable, like brunch.
Yeah, I
fucking love brunch,
dude. It's pancakes and booze. I mean,
yeah, dude, fucking mimosas, Bloody Marys. But there's a couple places we go where it's bottomless Bloody Marys or mimosas, and you can switch back and forth. Doesn't matter.
What?
Yeah, like $25, you get your meal and bottomless mimosas or Bloody Marys.
So when I come down there,
we is doing that.
Totally doing that.
Do you hear the beeping, Jared?
I do.
It's not delivery. It's DiGiorno.
Is there a Domino's in your kitchen?
Maybe. Oh, sorry. but yeah, definitely vibing on some brunch.
Brunch is a solid meal. I actually pretty much exclusively eat brunch. I don't eat breakfast.
I wait.
I can wait till 10 o'clock.
Right? It's the best thing because you're usually, whenever we go, I'm usually kind of hungover from the night before. So I want something kind of greasy and I want to drink with it. That was the best when we lived in Point Loma because we could just walk to that bar. And it was like a mile along the fucking bay, which you can't complain about. And then you eat and then you just stumble back eventually.
You had to walk a mile for brunch?
Yeah.
That's dedicated.
Right? But it was worth it because if you drove, you were like right next to a Navy base and there was cops everywhere. And the walk was worth it. Then you get to burn off some of what you did the night before and what you're about to do.
That's fair.
It is.
I like that.
It's gonna be fun. Yeah, we'll have to go when you get here.
For sure.
I found a really good ramen place too.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Safe House. And apparently they have Nintendo 64 at the tables.
That's amazing.
Right, but it looks super good. I've kind of been following them on Instagram and they post pictures and it just looks good. I haven't been to like an actual ramen place. It's just like craft beer and ramen.
Yeah, we're definitely going to that. Probably every day for all three meals.
Right? We're back.
Wait, hold on. Is it lunchtime yet?
Hold this table.
I'm here for every meal that you have.
Hold this table. We got a wicked game of Mario Kart going.
Right?
we'll be back.
Somebody find Star Fox.
Right? Oh, Jesus Christ. Ocarina of Time.
Oh, jeez. I remember going into Target and like I'm pretty sure I beat Star Fox in Target.
Nice.
It's the only time I've ever played it.
I think that's like some of the only times I've played baseball video games at like Best Buy.
Well, yeah, it's because they had those booths set up and there was really nothing else to do.
Exactly. Especially now. Have you been to a Best Buy recently?
I have.
God, they suck.
Yeah,
it's just TVs.
Yeah, I know.
Washers and dryers, which unfortunately intrigues me now that I'm getting older and I'm married.
Yeah. It's basically turning into like a the back portion of Sears.
I know. I was just about to say that. Sears, yeah. Just blue.
Yeah. I actually wandered over to the video game section, but it was all just like redeemable cards and tokens.
I know. I looked through the video game section at a Best Buy recently, and it was just old drab, like games that they made from PS3 to PS4,
yeah,
and like a couple new games. There's always sports games, so there's like a ton of those, but for the most part, it was shit.
Yeah.
And so I was like trying to think of new games that I'm excited for. And like I see some every now and then. I'm definitely excited for like Kingdom Hearts 3.
Oh, yeah.
But other than that, like I can't think of much that like gets me jazzed. I haven't played any of the Modern Warfares in a while, like since Black Ops 2, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to find new stuff like that. Like my brother will show me some and they're usually pretty cool because he's way bigger gamer than I am. But
yeah,
for the most part, like I don't know. I don't do the Dragon Age of Conquest or the fuck it is and those kind of games.
I've pretty much gone back to what I did before. I just play a lot of strategy games.
Nice.
But I have been meaning to get Grand Theft Auto 5 for PC just because of the ridiculous mods.
Right.
I mean, who doesn't want to turn into a whale?
I know I do.
I'm gonna steal this car, but you're a whale.
My brother beat it and now he just plays GTA 5 to golf because he's waiting for the new golf game to come out.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's funny though.
Oh my god.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to that new Kingdom Hearts. My nephew just got the 2.5 remix.
Yeah, that one was cool.
And I was gonna beat him up and take it, but I didn't.
You could just wait and steal it in his sleep.
Right.
I wasn't really a big fan of the second one.
No, it wasn't as good. It was kind of...
Well, they used all the good storylines in the first one, so you were just left over with the crappy ones, like Tron, again, for some reason.
Right.
that stupid Little Mermaid Dance Dance Revolution thing.
Yeah.
What else? Some other random crap.
Yeah, it was I liked it. They went way more Final Fantasy on that one too.
Yeah, they did.
Way more guys. The dude with the huge sword walking around.
Yeah.
Although I think he had to fight him in the Hercules type level.
You did, but he wasn't like a main character.
No. And I didn't really play those games, so I don't know much about them, you know? I mean, you can tell like Sora is obviously modeled after that style, and so are his buddies, but
yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
I watched Frozen finally, so catch up on my Disney. It was actually good. I was kind of surprised.
What do you mean you just now watched it?
I haven't seen it. Like, my brother has kids, but he didn't watch it.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't really gonna go buy it. I didn't know if it was gonna be any good because like I had seen previews for some, you know.
Yeah.
But it looked okay, and it was on TV the other day on like Encore or something like that. So I watched it, and I really liked it. It was good. And then I started like reading back, and there's like this crazy link between like five all or six them. Disney movies. Yeah. And that was cool.
Yeah, there's some pretty interesting fan theories out there.
Yeah. I'm curious if this one was true or not. Like, I was kind of looking at it, and it said that the parents that had that shipwreck in Frozen, apparently that's Rapunzel's aunt and uncle, and they were going to Rapunzel's wedding, I guess, and they are shipwrecked, which was actually seen in the beginning of The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
But they didn't die. They landed on an island, and they had a son named Tarzan.
Yeah.
And if that's true, that is fucking mind blowing. Like,
yeah.
But I wouldn't put it past Disney. I mean, they're fucking geniuses.
Have you heard the Pixar one?
Mm-mm.
So like all the, I mean, it's a really long thing, but like all the 3D animated Pixar movies, like dating all the way back to the first Toy Story, are all connected chronologically. So it starts with basically like the toys becoming self-aware. And then I forget what came after that, but like it ended up being like Wally was, you know, the post apocalyptic world where, you know, all the people are controlled by the robots.
Right.
And then Cars happened after all the people were dead.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And then I can't remember. It's like a really, really long, but it like connects them all.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting. It actually seems somewhat legit too, because there's like references to all of the movies throughout all of them, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That'd be interesting to see. Although at the end of Wall-E they come back, so
that's true. You know, I've never seen that movie.
And God made the cars in his image and they were good. You never saw Wall-E?
No.
Megan, didn't I make you watch Wall-E with me? Yeah. I don't mind those movies at all, and I've always been open about it. But yeah, she's not a fan at all, and I made her watch it recently for payback for something. I watch a lot of Real Housewives.
Yeah, makes sense. I mean, I really like Pixar movies. I've just never seen that one for whatever reason. Speaking of animation, you hear that shenanigans about Harry Shearer?
No.
So I guess there was some dispute between Harry Shearer and
oh, yes, with the Simpsons.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that fucking sucks.
Yeah, Greg pointed out that it's like a negotiation tactic.
But they already said they're moving on.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, Matt Groening and the entire, like, his people came out and said, like, we're just going to recast.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I mean, it's bold on his part, but from what he posted, it kind of sounded like they were preventing him from doing something, because he put something about, like, since the beginning, we've always been free to do whatever we wanted, any other projects.
Yeah, I have to assume it had something to do with renewal of contracts, and they didn't want him to do other work, which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and I mean, they said that everybody else took the same 2-year deal that he turned down. I mean, if you really think about it, the only other person that's super famous is the other guy that does a ton of voices, the one that was in like Night at the Museum 2 and shit. What's that guy's name? Oliver something?
I always,
you know what
I'm
talking about, right?
Yeah, I always forget his freaking name. Dude, talking about the dude that does a poo?
Hank Azaria.
Hank Azaria. There we go.
Yeah,
I should know that. Names. Yeah. Well, he's not the only person that's... Well, he's like the only person that's really done like major motion pictures.
Yep.
One of them was in the Godzilla movie.
Nice. I remember the girl that played Lisa was in an episode of Big Bang.
Yeah. I think that was... I think it might have been... No, I don't think it was Nancy Cartwright that was in Godzilla. Hold on.
I need to find out.
Yeah, well, Matthew Broderick. Oh, Hank Azaria was in that one, too. Hey, so was Harry Shearer.
Go figure.
Weird.
Although Harry Shearer is Derek Smalls, so I think he's still winning.
True.
It's her first mustache.
Come on. Frank Welker. Oh, yeah, he did the creature voices. That dude's in everything.
Yeah.
Why? It must have been a minor role, because it's not listed in the freaking cast. That's annoying. Well, whatever. It was either her or Tress MacNeille. I can't remember.
Nice.
Tress MacNeille does stuff, too.
Yeah. I just got a text message that said, have you done your taxes yet? It's like, yeah, it's fucking May 19th. I did them in January.
But have you done your taxes?
I think the band guys always file for an extension.
Oh.
Because they usually write off. Well, that and they own our record label. And what? I forgot to sign the paperwork.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we started a record label like an LLC.
Oh.
So we can write off all the expenses. Being a band is so expensive.
True.
So we're technically the owners of a record label. We technically have ourselves signed to it, but not really.
Hmm.
We've never announced it.
Good job. Well, until now.
Yeah, what the hell? Sight unseen, Mainstay Records.
Mainstay.
It's a cool name. Yeah, Mainstay. Yeah.
I like it.
It's something we've been thinking about even like working with in the future. Maybe like advancing a little bit and you know, start working with bands and different things and promoting ourselves, of course. But
well, if you look at any successful musician, I mean, that's what they do. They branch off from the performance side to the production side.
Exactly. So we'll see where it goes. It'll at least a good way to, you know, recoup a little bit of it.
Yeah. Well, besides, it always seemed like the more fun portion, you know, like finding people, connecting people.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, doing the music business. The business.
But it's a good way to like pay for things and, you know what I mean? It looks a little more professional.
Yeah. I like it.
Good times.
Oh, yeah.
I found my new favorite thing at Starbucks.
Is it a mini Frappuccino?
No, it's called a matcha water.
What?
Apparently matcha is like, I might be wrong, like ground up tea leaves, like green tea leaves.
Yeah.
And it makes it like, it looks like a fucking wheatgrass shot in a fucking Venti or Trenta, you know, cup. But yeah. God, it's good, dude.
I didn't know they caffeine. Had that.
Yeah, apparently they do. It was like 80 cents and then it started getting like super popular. And now it's like a buck something. But I mean, still for a buck something, it's not bad and it's good.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like no calories. It's got a little bit of caffeine. Good flavor.
Yeah.
Anybody out there's listening, get a Venti matcha water with four matchas.
Yeah. I drink matcha every once in a while. Basically what it is that it's, you know, regular green tea leaves, but they grow it in the shade.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's so green.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And then they only let it like grow for a couple of weeks and then they cut it all down and then turn it into a powder. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, somebody said you can usually get it like, you know, world markets and stuff like that, like kind of in like a oriental area or something.
Yeah, I think I had to order it online last time I saw it.
That's crazy. Do they have it in Europe?
I don't recall ever seeing it. I mean, they definitely didn't have it in England, at least not that true. I saw. Well, they might now.
They put milk in their tea. What the fuck do they know?
I do that too. It's delicious.
How dare you? According next to the flag on my name on this thing, Jared, this is America.
Well, I put milk in my tea, and my favorite team is the Silly Ninnies, so...
Now listen here, Jenkins. That's funny.
Speaking of Silly Ninnies, did you see the Jaden Smith prom pictures?
No.
Oh, man.
Did he wear a dress?
No. Even better. He wore a white tuxedo that doubled as a Batman outfit.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, Google it. It is the greatest.
I'm going to have to.
It is so freaking awesome.
I'm going to have to check that out. Post that on our Facebook page.
All right. I will. Oh, I'm playing on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at that. Man, I mean, I'm sure you already know this because you have a band page, but like, it's such a, I don't even know the word for it, but it's just so stupid. Like, you have to, you know, boost your posts and like pay for.
Oh yeah, dude. If you want like 400 of your followers to see a post, you have to pay $40.
Yeah. That's
so if ridiculous. You have 15,000 followers, 400 of your people can see one post for $40.
Uh-huh.
That's the business side of it. That's why Instagram and Twitter are pretty decent, but like I'm starting to learn all these like different rules and guidelines. Like Twitter, everyone's cool with you spamming Twitter, man. You could post 100 times and no one really seems to mind. Instagram, too many posts and people will just start fucking unfollowing you.
Really?
Yeah, and there's like prime times to post.
Well, I think crazy. That much.
Instagram is getting nuts, man. I had to turn off the notifications on my phone because in the last 3 weeks, we've gone up 4,000 followers.
What?
Yeah, and so like my phone was dying from all the likes. Like every fucking second, we would be getting a like. Like I posted something the other day. It's like a picture of Robin Williams from Jumanji, and it says like Star Wars, Jurassic Park, and Terminator. What year is this? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And like... within a day, it had way more likes than we ever got. I mean, 182 is not a lot, but for a band out of San Diego, you know, that's never toured, that's pretty legit.
Well, it is Jumanji.
Yeah, that's what I figured. He's pretty happy and bearded and smiling.
Bearded, smiling, jovial dudes.
I miss him so bad. Like, just knowing that I can't, like, ever see him in concert.
Yeah.
It just fucking irks me. I've talked about this before, but he's one of my favorite comics, like, through the years. Just he's just always been funny. He can always make me laugh.
Yeah. Oh, I know. We used to watch that DVD religiously.
Yeah, live on Broadway.
Yeah.
I listened to, like, some of his older stuff, like, live at the Met, and, like, God, he's funny.
His earlier stuff is so crazy.
Yeah, he was out there, or, like, the comic relief stuff they used to do.
Oh, yeah.
We talked a little bit about comics last podcast, like, because your brother kind of had a small list ready.
Uh-huh.
But I was thinking about it, and I was kind of just going through and thinking about some of my favorites. And it's like, the classics, like, obviously George Carlin. Like, you can't get much better than that.
No.
Eddie Izzard.
Mm-hmm.
For my money, that's probably one of the best ones, just because he's so all over the place.
Yeah.
Louis C.K. I can't get enough of ever.
I was actually watching a pretty interesting interview with Louis C.K. He was talking about, like, they showed a clip of his stand-up from, like, the early 90s or something like that. And then it was kind of funny, but it was just like regular stand-up stuff, you know, just like punchy jokes and whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, and he's like, then I started really, like, paying attention to George Carlin, and I was like, man... I could get pissed off about stuff. I mean, that's not exactly what he said, but basically, like, you know, he was like, that was my main idol. And now he's being compared to George Carlin.
Right. I think like, he spoke at his funeral service or like one of the honors for him. And he was like, I think he was like in tears. Like,
yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah. I mean, it's just so crazy. I found this thing online and it was on this website I've never heard of. And it's fucking so long. It's like 3 or 4 hours long. And it's just an interview with George Carlin. And the camera never pans off of him. He's just sitting in his house. And he talks about his entire life up until that point. And it was after, like, right after his last comedy special.
Wow.
And it was just so cool. Like, it's just this guy interviewing him and him just talking. And it was, like, the coolest thing. I've watched it, like, twice. And it just fascinating guy, you know, so funny, so smart, and so well spoken.
Yeah, his delivery was definitely what, you know, got him famous, because his alliterations and the way he could just set up his jokes are just top notch.
And then he said, like, every one of his specials didn't have a repeat joke except for that thing that he came out doing, you know, his little rant, like, you know what I'm talking about, his little, like, rap thing where, like, I download while my mainframe uploads and I'm Wi-Fi but I'm still connected, like that thing.
Yeah,
that's the only thing he ever repeated in a special.
That's crazy.
And I think he said it's because he was just so proud that he came up with it and he could remember it. And he recited the whole thing, and he said it's been like 10 years since I did that.
Wow.
But he's like, I still remember every portion of it.
Well, that was really good.
And I was like, holy fuck. But I just remember, like, I started, like, watching old clips of him when I was watching it, and, like, him on the Smothers Brothers doing the Indian Sergeant and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, knock off that horseplay. You with the horse. Knock it off. Oh, so good. So fucking funny, man. All the good ones are going to go. Don Rickles is coming to Vegas in, like, October. I'm going to buy my tickets now. And if I have a chance to see him, I heard he's even performing in a wheelchair. I'm going, dude. I'm never missing a chance to see Don Rickles in my lifetime. I've already missed Robin Williams and George Carlin.
Yeah.
And I grew up on Don Rickles. My grandpa and I used to love those Friars roasts. He had them on VHS and DVD.
Nice.
That's where it's at.
For sure.
I think I was born in the wrong era.
Maybe.
For a while, I thought I was supposed to be born in the 80s, so I could have been an 80s rock star. But looking at him now, I'm glad I wasn't. But I think I should have been around for the Rat Pack.
Maybe. Just keep going back. You'll find your decade.
I feel like a reincarnation of Dean Martin, even though he was alive while I was born.
It's possible. He may have been alive, but was he really alive when you were born?
But was he? From what I understand, like, for a long time, towards the end of his career, but for many years, he stopped drinking, but didn't want people to have a weird idea of him. So he put on the illusion that he did. And he always had, like, cream soda or something in his glass and just acted like he was drunk like everybody else.
Huh. Yeah, I think I heard that somewhere before. So it must be true.
Must be true. I saw it online.
Oh, sure.
Oh, crap. Do you still buy books?
No.
You just do ebooks?
Pretty much. I bought the last Chuck Palahniuk book.
Which one was that?
Beautiful
Dark,
You?
The Dark Matter or some shit.
Dark cool. Matter?
I don't know, maybe I'm thinking somebody else.
What?
I have, like, a list of books I was gonna buy. But maybe Dark Matter or somebody else.
But no, primarily not. I do a lot of audiobooks now.
Nice.
I mean,
that's probably the way to go.
Yeah.
I still like buying books, like the idea of buying a book and putting it on a bookshelf.
Right.
But I am running out of space in my bookshelf.
I've always wanted to end up with the library from Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You gotta have that ladder that rolls around.
That's really the only reason I want it.
That's the goal?
Yeah. That's the goal. The roll.
Jump on that ladder singing and slide with a globe in the middle of the room that, like, opens up as a bar. Some scotch and a cut glass bottle in there.
That's how that dream evolved.
Fuck yeah, that dream's constantly evolving.
Who knows, it'll be part of it next week.
I need an oak desk.
The floor will be made out of that material they use on air hockey.
That's the way to do it. That'd be pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah.
Your feet would probably get cold eventually, but it'd be fucking killer.
Nah, man, you just wear giant wool socks.
Right?
I lived in North Dakota. I know how to keep myself warm.
Layering is the key.
It is the key.
I don't know why, but I just like buying a good book, especially a hardcover. There's something cool about it to me.
Yeah, I really like. I do really like hardcovers.
Like, I have some paperbacks, but I think there's something better.
I've bought more graphic novels than I have actual books recently.
Nice. My brother just got really into Deadpool.
That's a fun character to follow around, because it doesn't follow anything that makes sense.
Yeah. If that trailer I saw is like a real trailer for the movie with Ryan Reynolds, it looked fucking hilarious.
It is.
And where he's like sitting there drawing that picture on the bridge and like jumps into the car, kills those guys, and then shows the guy he's going to kill the picture that he drew of him killing him. Uh-huh. That's so fucking funny.
Yeah. That's what it was supposed to be for. They made that animation to, you know, take to the studio heads and be like, this is what we're going to do. And that's basically why they agreed on it. I mean, that and the massive support from, you know, the internet.
Oh, fuck. You could have crowdfunded that in a second.
Which is kind of strange that they didn't, but
I'm surprised not everybody does that. I was thinking about trying to get a hold of Pauly Shore and get him to crowdfund like another, like a two of one of his movies, like Encino Man 2 or Biodome 2, In the Army Again.
What the hell? I was watching the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
And they made a Pauly Shore reference.
Did they?
I was like, that's probably the first time he's been mentioned on TV in like 15 years.
Probably sweet.
Yeah.
So stoked right now.
That show's actually pretty funny.
It is. I like Unbreakable.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Titus guy is so funny.
The Leaning Tower of Cheesa.
Have you seen the one yet where the girl has Hulkamania in the bunker? She contracts Hulkamania.
No, I haven't.
Fucking incredible.
I think I watched like 5 episodes.
Oh yeah, it just keeps getting better and better.
Yeah, I actually went back and started watching it again because we had that conversation, because I watched the pilot and I thought it was funny, but I wasn't like overly impressed, but I'm really glad that I kept going.
Yeah, definitely. It got better. Apparently that Kristen Wiig movie I was talking about that one time is on Netflix now.
What Kristen Wiig movie?
She like did this movie where she wins the lotto and decides to like finance her own TV show.
Hmm.
And apparently she has a nude scene in it.
Brewster's Millions 2?
No, it's what was it called? It was called Welcome to Me.
Oh. Never heard of it.
Yeah, I think it's on Netflix. I don't think it went to theaters.
Sounds fake.
Not fake. She had an MTV interview about it.
That's where I get all my news from. What was that guy's name?
Kurt Loder.
I think he still does it.
Probably. He's like 70.
It doesn't matter.
That's crazy. I think he told me that Kurt Cobain died.
Kurt Loder told you that?
On TV.
Probably.
Not that I gave a shit, but...
No.
Sadly, I still really don't.
Even after watching the documentary?
Especially. They should have showed that. That should have been the last clip. Fucking MTV News.
Kurt Loder signing off.
Right?
Or Sway. That was later, though.
Yeah, there was a few. Even the Dave guy did it sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
He was on Reno 911 a few times.
That's a show I've never watched in its entirety either.
Yeah, I've just, you know, seen random episodes and, of course, like the movie. But
yeah, I couldn't. It's just so weird.
It is. What else?
I saw Mad Max today.
Oh, yeah?
Holy mother of God, that was awesome.
Was it?
Yes.
Nice. I think that's one that everybody's talking about.
Yeah. Tom Hardy does a stellar performance of making grunting noises and not talking. It's fantastic.
Nice.
It's funny, too, because somebody commented on it. They're like, the Australian Batman. Like, so they cast Bane as Australian Batman.
The way to do it.
Yeah. Works for me.
I still haven't seen that Batman movie either.
What Batman movie?
The one with Bane.
You have it?
No.
Oh. Well, go see it.
Rick Astley is on TV right now. Take a Why? Virgin Mobile commercial. He just jumped out of a cake and started singing that song.
Of course.
Gotta might as well make some money off of it.
Yeah, might as well.
He looks good.
It makes me sad when I saw those, like Kevin Nealon and Dana Carvey doing the...
the State Farm commercials.
Go to pump you up. Yeah. It made me so sad.
Aaron Rodgers.
I was like, man, I used to love that sketch. Now they're just peddling car insurance.
Now they just really want some money.
I get it, but yep. makes me sad.
Dieter's dream.
Dude, Kevin Nealon has an incredible delivery in his stand-up, too.
Oh, yeah. Especially when he does, like, the psychic and stuff.
Yeah, his little asides are just hilarious.
Yeah, he's really good at that, like, throwing in that little side swing. Him and Eddie are both, like, the masters of that.
Yeah. It's incredible, because he nails it, like, every single time.
Hell yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah, it must take a lot of practice to pull that off.
Yeah, I guess. Which is the side of stand-up comedy that I don't think a lot of people know unless they really pay attention.
Oh, yeah. I mean, delivery is such an important part. Like, you might have something funny to say, but if you don't say it funny, well, there's no point.
Yeah, exactly. You screwed up the delivery, man.
Yeah. Even guys like Ron White, like, he thanks Jeff Foxworthy because Jeff Foxworthy showed him how to structure a joke. He's like, I was doing... okay, and then Jeff Foxworthy heard me and said, what if you said it like this? And he said, think about it, you know, as like the long run. And he's like, oh my god, you're right. You know, he's like, sometimes getting straight to the point is the funniest thing, but sometimes it's the weight and it's the way you deliver it that's the funny part.
It's actually more about writing than it is about like, you know, the rest of it.
Yeah,
unless you're Louis C.K. apparently he is known for just going up on stage and riffing it for an hour.
Jesus.
Just like straight off the cuff.
That'd be pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
I can't be funny for like 10 minutes in front of people, let alone for an hour.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. I've considered it, but I don't know... I don't know if I have what it takes to sit down and write it and then actually go do it. Like, I'm more nervous about that than the other stuff I do. But I guess it would be an experience. But it's just like, I'm sure everybody worries. But like, is what I think is funny funny to everybody? Because there's a lot of times I say things and like nobody laughs. But then there's other times everybody laughs. And it's like, do I just save those gems?
Those are always the most confusing ones to me. Like, why did people laugh at that?
Right? Like that? That's the one that got a laugh? Like, I put thought into this one.
Yeah.
Like, what was I was thinking of today? Like, my coworker was like, what are you reading, man? And I was like, this book on anti-gravity. And he's like, really? I was like, it's just impossible to put down.
Genius.
Right? But there's just like other times where I'm just like, nothing? It's like that was fucking funny. But then I realized, like, maybe it's just funny to us. Like, you and me and the people we grew up with know our stupid sense of humor.
I guess. I don't know. I'm always a sucker for a good pun, so.
Right? And that's... I like that. That's, like, my favorite part. I had, like, one British couple come up to me after my tour one time. I didn't know they were British. And they asked me, like, have you ever done stand-up? And I said, no, you know, not for me, I don't think. And they're like, that was just so much fun. He goes, you really fit, like, the British... dry sense of humor, the way you throw little things underneath your breath and fall back and, like, you know, you kind of question yourself. And I was like, oh, well, at least I know I'll kill in Britain, you know.
You'd be the next great star on the British Office,
right? Like the token American.
Yeah, of course. I don't know, British comedy is so weird because you have... I feel like there's this like mainstream line of like traditional like dry humor, but then there's like the weird stuff, like some of the stuff that Ricky Gervais does. You're like, what the hell are you even doing?
What just happened?
Like that Derek show or whatever.
Oh, I love that fucking show.
I don't get it.
Oh, it's just so funny.
It's just so awkward.
His buddy just cracks me up, man. The drunk guy.
Yeah.
Jesus, that guy cracks me. There was one where they're like at the beach and he was like, had a Sharpie, he was riding on top of crabs and he wrote Quim on one of them. And I just laugh for a fucking hour. Because one said like twat, one said Quim. And I was just fucking dying. Like, geez, this guy just wrote Quim on a crab. Like, why? Like, it's not even that bad of a word because nobody knows what it is.
Yeah.
But it's still funny. Maybe in England they do because they're smart.
Well, then they made it up.
Yeah, that's true. It's a, it is like a Victorian era word.
Yeah.
If you don't know what it means, Google it. Whoever's listening, Greg knows.
Yes. Oh, man. So I have a porn name submission.
Go for it.
Candyland. It's the kind of name that you can talk about at Thanksgiving dinner.
Right? That's true. Especially if you spell it with a K.
Awesome.
That's Strangers a good one.
With candy. Man, that show was weird.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That show was almost creepy.
It was super creepy. I don't even remember the premise, but... She's in something now.
Yeah, I was trying to think of that too. I saw her the other day. Fuck, what was it? I don't remember. Yeah, I just remember the lady from Unbreakable, the old lady was in The Princess Bride.
Nice.
That makes me happy.
I don't know I've ever seen that movie either.
Really? Oh, Princess Bride is so good, especially with Andre the Giant and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody want a peanut?
I've probably seen it, but...
Oh yeah, that's when you need to watch.
Yeah.
Watch. We'll have to watch. I don't know if I have that, but I can get it. Then we'll have to watch Strange Brew just because.
Oh, God, I love that movie.
Fuck,
it's like
yeah.
One of them record players. It's like on its side, eh? I didn't
Take
know.
Off, eh?
I didn't even know that whole little shtick from that stupid song was even from that movie until I watched the movie. I was like, wait a minute.
Hold on a second.
That's in that song from that band.
Fuck yeah.
Any music coming out you know of?
No, actually.
I know Between the Buried and Me is supposed to be coming out with their new one. Which...
I
have you listened to it?
No, not yet.
It's all right.
I did hear, I always rip on the guys in my band. If they write a song that I don't like, I tell them it sounds like Bullet for My Valentine to piss them off. But they released a new song and it was rocking. It was pretty fucking heavy. And I was like, I'm not going to like jump on the Bullet for My Valentine bandwagon, but like, it was a pretty good song. Pretty heavy. It was interesting. Like, they like, it was way better than the last couple albums.
You can like a single song off of an entire discography and not be untrue to your beliefs.
Right. Well, I mean, I liked their old stuff. Like, The Poison was at least cool, you know. But
yeah, I don't know. They've always been a little bit more like hair metal than I would like.
No, I like hair metal.
Yeah, but like old hair metal, not new. Trying to be old hair metal.
Yeah, that's true.
With the exception of Steel Panther, of course.
Yeah, they're the best at it. They are hair metal.
Yeah,
they just have metal hair.
They did what they were supposed to do and just waited.
Yep.
Wow, that fad's over. Well, let's wait 15 years.
And go.
And go.
It's cyclical, bro.
It's like in a circle. So there was another thing I was thinking about. What do you think the scenario was like for the first person who ever started clapping?
That's a good question.
Like, I imagine... that, you know, before we evolved or whatever into the things that we are now, we were just, you know, making random slappings upon whatever. But, like, imagine, like, the first civilized person that just did it.
That's true.
So, I'm thinking the scenario would have been, it had to have been something, maybe somebody did somebody impressive, you know, like a kickflip or something. You know, with, like, a rock.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was, like, the first person that invented the wheel, right?
Yeah.
Like, check this out, man. And then they just like rolled it down a hill and then somebody, you know.
Yeah, or like Steve. The first dude that killed like a charging saber-toothed tiger.
Right? Steve, what are you doing, Steve? I don't know. I can't help it. Steve.
I got this urge, man.
What are you doing, Steve?
You're going to anger the sun.
Put those away.
Put another log on the Jeff.
Oh, poor Jeff.
That's cool. True. That's one of those things. Like I used to wonder that a lot. Like certain words, I guess, just make sense. But like, there's some words that you think of, and it's like, who just decided that it's called a lazy Susan? Or there's certain like, why is a fork a fork? Like, who just decided? I mean, I'm glad it's not a masculine or a feminine fork anymore in our language, but. Uh-huh. Like, who just decided that? Like, all right, that's a fork. Like, are you sure? Yep. And then, like, everybody around the world was like, yeah, that's a fork right there.
Nah, I thought it was a dingle hopper.
Right?
Well, I would assume the person that named that device a lazy Susan had to have been married to someone named Susan.
Something.
I got you!
Burn, bitch!
Forever. Forever, people will remember you for being lazy.
Right? Like Victoria's Secret, Prince Albert in a can, Lazy Susan.
Who is Victoria and what are her secrets?
Right? And why are they all skimpy?
Right?
True.
What are you hiding, Victoria?
It is cool. Like, I've Googled some of those things. Like, you know, his name is Mud type stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's always interesting to see if some of them actually do have some point. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like the fucking little shave and a haircut thing, you know? That kind of shit's interesting to me.
Oh, you mean the barber pole?
Yeah, or no, the fucking knock, 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 knock. Like, that's actually a thing.
What is it?
Like, shave and a haircut, and then there's, like, a price. I forget what it is, though.
Really?
But it's, like, an actual thing, yeah. That's, like, something that's been around forever, and those are the that's actually what that represents.
What?
But I do remember the barber pole had something to do with like drying the bloody towels outside because barbers were actually like the doctors of the time for most cases, you know? They did like minor surgeries and.
Yeah. I've heard a bunch of different versions of what that's supposed to mean. I think people just like blue and red.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I do like this. I do like the spinny thing outside. It gets my attention. Ooh, fun.
Which way is it going?
Something's going on in there, and it looks like either ice cream, toothpaste, or candy cane.
Maybe all three.
Right? But yeah, I like the history behind phrases and words. Yeah. Why do we say that?
Yeah, it's always usually pretty interesting.
I do hate when people correct you, like, I gotta go take a shit. Well, why don't you leave one? Like, I'm big on proper spelling and grammar for the most part, especially in writing. You know, I have to write a lot of emails throughout the day.
Yeah.
But that sometimes people just take it too far. Like, you're just saying, you know, if something, and somebody's always got to have some shit to say about it.
Yeah.
I can't stand Facebook lately, though, dude. The spelling and grammar of everybody, especially people we went to school with, but mm-hmm. like everybody, I just can't stand it. This girl I know posted the other day something about. She said she was going to give a homeless guy was begging for money, and she told him spell cinnamon, and I'll give you $5. And he couldn't do it, so she walked off. Well, what? In that post and two comments that she made back to other people telling her how much of a dick she was for doing that, she had spelling and grammar errors. So I wrote, "Joke's on you. You owe me $15. You have three major errors in all of your writings here."
Wow.
And she wrote back like, "Ha ha ha! You're so funny." And it's like, "No, you're just retarded."
No, but
and I'm being serious. I want my $15.
Wow.
But I just can't stand it, man. Like it hurts me. I read them just like they are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I take it very literal, and I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Yeah. I don't like translating people's stuff.
No, and you could, like, kind of take a step back and surmise, but you shouldn't have to. Like, fuck, we went to the same schools. Like, Jesus.
Yeah, I know.
And most of them have kids, and that's what they're going to fucking be passing on. That's what we have to deal with when we're old.
Yeesh.
Fuck, man.
You know what's actually been annoying me for a while, but I mean, I'm totally guilty of doing this too, but the fact that like Facebook messages and text messages and stuff don't have the regular structure of a conversation.
That's true.
Like, you just start with something.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, and then it just kind of stops. Like, there's no...
That's true. You start in the middle and you just end in the middle.
And it just ends. Like, think about that, like, in a real world scenario, right? You're, like, on the street and you're like, so, man, I saw Avengers, and then you just, like, walk away. Like, what?
What just happened? Exactly. It's true.
It drives me nuts. Like, is this conversation over? And it's always the same thing, too. It's always, like, a slow lull out of the conversation. And I do the same thing, so I really shouldn't complain. Hello, Mandolin.
I can't stand when somebody's talking to you, and it's almost like they didn't know how to properly start the conversation, or they had something they wanted to talk about without you having to answer anything.
Yeah.
So you'll just be sitting there, and they'll go, yeah, so... And it's like, I'm sorry, were we in the middle of a conversation that I forgot we started? Like, the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, so the doctor said, like, what? You know, where are you going with this? Where did we start?
Salutation me.
Like, you could at least say, did I tell you? Or, hey, have you heard? Or, oh, man, I forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that. People, it's like, were we halfway through something and I just fucking walked away?
Maybe.
Like, I generally don't pay attention to you, but like, have I been zoned out that long?
I don't know.
I can't stand that. Or like leading comments and conversations, you know, like worst day ever or this again. Because you're just waiting for people to, what? What's wrong?
Yeah. I don't know.
Or today's the day I find out, dot, dot, dot. Find out what?
Just freaking tell me.
Yeah, geez. And then like 18 comments later, it's like they wait. It's fucking stupid. I saw something. It was my cousin. I was hanging out with my cousin and my uncle and aunt. And she was posting on Instagram. And then I noticed she was deleting and reposting things. Taking new pictures. And I said, what are you doing? She goes, I had that picture up for 5 minutes and it only got 2 likes. So I deleted it.
What?
Like, what? Why? Well, it only got 2 likes.
Okay.
I was like, yeah.
Wow.
She's like, well, if it had got more, I would have left it. And same thing, I saw somebody on my Instagram today. It said, you know, not all of you are liking my photos. So if you don't like 12 of my photos in the next 15 minutes, I'm going to unfollow you. And it's like, then please feel free.
What the hell?
Like, do you gain importance because your picture had 150 likes from people you don't know?
Yes.
Like, with my band, it's nice to see because I feel like my band is getting exposure, but I don't need any exposure personally. I don't feel any better because 150 random people click something of mine. You know what I mean? Fucking stupid.
Yeah, well, it's the age we're evolving into.
I don't like it. I'm sure they said it about ours, you know, but yeah. Jesus.
Sure,
it's weird
did.
To see things come back. That fucking ball in the cup game is back.
What?
Have you seen that?
No.
Dude, kids everywhere are playing with like the ball on a string, but it's not like just like the cup. It's like a little, it almost looks like a gavel, but it's scooped on both ends and then on either the top or the bottom, and it's got the ball on the string and you try to catch it on there. And the other ones are more difficult than the others. Like one's like almost completely... like flat, the other ones are cupped a little more.
Getting taken over by Victorian carnival games,
right? Pretty What's soon next? People are gonna be fucking hitting the hoop with a stick.
I was just gonna say that.
It's gonna be awesome.
Can't wait. Have you ever tried that? Really hard,
right? People playing with tops and pogs.
Oh, pogs.
Somebody posted a picture of pogs the other day. I was like, oh my god.
I had a OJ Simpson slammer. I Fuck wish yeah. I don't know even what happened to it. It probably got stolen, Rosemond, but man, that thing would probably actually be worth money now.
Probably. It's funny to see what's worth money nowadays.
All kinds of crap.
Oh yeah. Especially like toys. Toys, I think, are just they keep stock because I think people connect most with toys that they play with at their age level, you know? Because like I had a couple friends collecting old Power Ranger toys that we had when they first came out, and they're spending top dollar for them. And I watched that Toy Hunters a couple times, which I don't really like the show, but I like the stuff that he finds and comes up with.
Yeah.
But I'm just not a huge fan of the guy who does the show, but it's still good. It's better than most of the drabble on TV nowadays.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I remember those things. They had like 15 joints in the hands.
Yeah, man. And like they had like the trigger finger, and then you could open the rest of the hand.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, we had all of them. Boyd's mom fucking scored them for us, a family member. And like I never got the Megazord, but Boyd had Megazord. Mm-hmm. And his brother had like this limited edition Night Megazord. It was like black and gold instead of the colors.
Ooh.
I loved Power Rangers, but like, I think everybody asked me, like, can I see your Transformer Power Ranger tattoo? And it's Voltron. And I get fucking mad that people confuse those ones. Well, like, my mom will be like, show them your Transformer tattoo. Like, I ain't got no fucking Optimus Prime on here.
Well,
I'm not Sid from Slipknot.
Right?
I was like, it's Voltron.
Yeah, Transformers.
Oh, speaking of which, allegedly there's supposed to be another supergroup between Slipknot and Dillinger.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know the details. I just saw like a little snippet of it, and it didn't seem like there was a whole lot of information, but that ought to be interesting.
Hmm. Very interesting.
Hmm.
But stupid. No. Well, about an hour, huh?
Yeah, that's about an hour.
That's all you guys get for free.
Man, for free.
Go to our website for the additional interview.
Yeah, there's no website, and there's no other interview. Or is there? Just haven't made it yet.
Dun dun dun. Well, we're running out of space on our site anyway, so we gotta figure that out.
Yeah, I've been working on the compression issues. Figured out
compression.
It's like I don't really want to delete the earlier ones, but whatever. Dude, it's
middle out compression. That's where it's at.
Middle out.
Yeah, watch Silicon Valley, dude.
I have been. The show is great.
Now, do the girth differences of their dicks change how many you could jerk?
Yep. Oh, my God.
We're going to have to fact that in, guys. That was probably the single funniest thing I've seen in the last couple years. That entire, they had like the table was drawn on. They had two full whiteboards drawn on how many dicks this guy could jack off in a given amount of time.
It was all scientifically sound too.
The funny thing, like the science and the mathematics were fucking spot on.
Oh.
TJ Miller's funny, man. I like that guy.
Yeah. And if, Mike Judge, dude.
How can you beat it? The fucking guy who does Beavis and Butthead and King of Hill is killing this show. I love it. I think it's fucking hilarious. I like Kumail Nanjiani too. He's funny.
Oh yeah, he's great.
Nice. Cool. Yeah. Well, that's that.
Alrighty.
We didn't have a guest this time.
Yeah, whatever.
If nobody noticed.
I'm a guest. Oh, There. Now we had two guests.
Deborah.
It's either Ray Romano or Kermit. I can't decide.
Hello, Piggy.
Hello, Piggy.
Cool.
I can't do both of those.
In like
Ray Romano and Kermit at the same time.
It's impossible. Right. Is it next week that you're going to be here?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Maybe we'll just do one when you're here too.
Oh yeah, I was thinking about that. We should probably do it since, you know,
same space.
I wish I could remember what our sign off was.